you are,
Everybody
John.
Everybody makes mistakes.
How much do you love Miley Cyrus?
Infinity.
How much do you love Hannah Montana?
Infinity.
In our continuing coverage of cultural events in America, that's a question a lot of parents are asking their kids this morning. After a racy photo of 15-year-old Miley Cyrus was taken by Annie Leibovitz for the May issue of Vanity Fair, the teen star of the Hannah Montana empire is apologizing for the photos in which she appears to be topless, wrapped in a blanket. What's the buzz in the Hannah Montana demographic?
Why do you think Miley Cyrus is apologizing for doing that picture?
Because she doesn't want to lose her fans.
Yeah. And then if she loses a lot of her fans, then Disney Channel will dump her and she might not be able to get somewhere else.
I see. And are you her fans?
No.
So she doesn't have to worry about losing you?
No.
Yes, the 9-year-old demographic of Miley Cyrus, alias Hannah Montana. Mary Elizabeth Williams is the Takeaway's cultural critic and a parent for whom this issue couldn't be more relevant. Mary Elizabeth, what's a parent to do in this case?
Good morning. Are those
Good
your
morning.
Kids?
Those are my two 9-year-olds, yes.
Mine was the one saying she loves her infinity.
Infinity.
Right. When I heard Nobody's Perfect, I felt like I was having a flashback to being in my apartment because that's the soundtrack of my life.
Of your life, yeah.
Basically, yeah. So, have you seen the photo?
I've seen the photo.
What do you think?
Knowing the way Vanity Fair does these things and knowing a little bit about the way Annie Leibovitz does these things, it seems to me the parents were in on this and that they're apologizing now as a kind of a face-saving gesture.
Well, nobody gets their picture taken by Annie Leibovitz by accident.
Right.
You don't stumble into a Vanity Fair.
Exactly.
Shoot, that doesn't just happen. It's not like getting your picture taken by Joe Francis on the beach at Daytona for some beads and maybe a trucker hat.
It's not a long lens paparazzi shot.
No. Right. It's exactly. And that's the other thing is it's not a paparazzi shot. She went into this. And if you go on the VF website, you can see a slideshow from this shoot. You can see a video from the shoot. There are lots of people around her. Annie Leibovitz has said this was shot digitally. She saw the photographs as we were shooting them. And in the story, she says, "It's a beautiful shot, and I thought it was really cool."
So what do you make of my two 9-year-olds, you know, thinking that Disney Channel might dump her if this photo thing gets out of hand? Do you think there's any chance of that?
You have incredibly savvy kids. They know their way around marketing very well. Of course not. The Disney people were there. She is a 15-year-old girl. She has a 7-book deal.
She makes $18 million in 2007.
I mean, she is set to make $1 billion before she turns 18. Her movie that she did in January set the highest per screen average of any movie ever. To give you some context, it was $45,000 per screen. The next highest grossing film was $4,000.
Wow.
That's how huge she is. She is the biggest thing to happen to Disney since The Mouse.
So it's all about preventing the Britney Spears scenario.
But it's not Britney. It's not at all. That's the thing that's been lost in all of the controversy. You know, I've gone on the blogosphere and you see people saying this is soft core child pornography. Her parents should be arrested. It's a very modest picture. If anything, it's a very boring photo. I talked to a photographer friend of mine who's done cover photos yesterday, and he said that's the disappointment in this, is it's just so stock rote Annie Leibovitz kind of a picture. There's nothing unusual or controversial about it, really. It's like a salon painting. It's very modest. It's not at all, it's not really sexy. And Lucy also said off the record, she thought that...
That's your daughter.
That's my daughter, that she looked a little like a zombie in the picture. So it's not a sexy picture. It's not the same thing as stumbling around Hollywood with a bottle of Jack in your hand. But I think that Disney knows that this is a woman, this is a girl who's becoming a woman. She's a cash cow for them. By the time her contract ends, she's going to be 18. They want to make sure that she is presented not just as Hannah, but as a growing woman.
Well, Mary Elizabeth, thank you very much. We'll be following this pretty closely, I guess, as soon as we
both have
9-year-olds, that's for sure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.